I am Gary Gray, sitting in the chair today for Hey Julie at julieland.com. Julie Ashton is, she's out doing all those fun things Julie likes to do, golf and a little bit of shopping and just, some partying. So she couldn't be here today. But Paige Morgan is here with me today. Paige, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent today. tell me a little about you. Who are you? What's going on in your world?
Who am I? I am Paige Morgan.
Yes, you are.
I actually just got out of a guillotine about an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that a recreational guillotine or?
No, it was for a horror movie.
Really?
For UCLA students were shooting it.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm still a little freaked out.
Yeah, it must be, especially students. They don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So you just want to make sure that's just locked in well.
Yeah, on top of it, I had a mesh bag over my head. So, yeah. It was kind of like a bad bondage party.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, we've all been there.
Yes, exactly.
Tell you some stories.
Yeah.
So how'd they track you down for the student film?
Ron Royster actually referred me to them.
Okay.
They said, do you know any porn girls, that will get naked on film and that can actually act? And he referred me, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Were you naked in the guillotine except for the bag over your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's students are making different kind of films these days, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you are also an adult star.
I guess you could call me a star. Starlet.
Okay. Starlet works.
Yeah.
An adult starlet.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how long you been in the business?
A year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's going pretty well. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
And was this something you always knew you wanted to do, or what? How'd you end up here?
I ended up here. I was actually a stripper when I was 17 in New Jersey.
Okay.
And I moved to Philadelphia, and then I just said, hey, I'm going to move to California.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start doing porn.
Good for you.
2 weeks after I turned 18.
Wow. Okay.
So...
Not wasting any time there.
No, apparently not. So I came out here and started doing porn, obviously.
Yeah.
And I had a couple great experiences, a couple okay experiences,
yeah.
And a few horrible ones.
Right.
And here I am now.
Right.
And I still love what I do. And I think I've learned a lot about the business.
I would imagine in a year you would get quite an education.
I feel like I have gained 5 years of knowledge. I feel like I am much wiser, like beyond my years.
Right. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing at
all. As long as I suppose there's knowledge you learn when good things happen and knowledge you learn when shitty things happen.
Exactly.
And, all balances out somewhere.
Yes.
Are you doing girl, boy, girl? What's,
I do girl and boy, girl.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So both. And did you, start out doing boy, girl right away or did you work your way into that?
I did start out doing boy, girl right away. When I came into the industry, like, obviously I wasn't that knowledgeable about everything. So if I had to do it over again, I would start out only doing girl.
Yeah.
And, actually, my agent at the time tried to push me to do anal 3 weeks after I got out of here.
Oh, well, welcome.
I'm really glad that never
happened.
You'll make
so much more money if you do that.
Oh, yeah, and your asshole will be blown out.
Sure.
Yeah, that's great when that happens.
Yeah, that's handy.
That's never happened to me.
Right, well, that's good.
Yeah, thank God.
Is that a common occupational hazard for those who are doing a lot of anal?
I think so. I've heard of bloody assholes.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I actually saw the Bloody Assholes in concert a couple weeks ago. They put on a hell of a show. You should check them out next time they're in town.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would imagine that would kind of put a damper on both your shooting experience and production for that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
hold on. Stop. Have you had any on-set mishaps that are kind of humorous or anything like that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, let me think. And every set is just something funny happens at every set. Actually, I was on a set for Naughty America with this other girl, Reagan Maddox. She's so cute. It was her third scene, and we were with another guy who wasn't really working out.
Yeah.
So the scene wasn't that great. And I actually queefed in her face like more than 10 times.
Oh, wow.
And like it was hysterical.
Right.
And it
for
was,
you.
Like, yeah, it was her third scene. And I was like, I am destroying this girl's like whole
idea. Why did I
idea.
Do this?
Yeah.
I could have been working in an insurance agency somewhere.
No, but we laughed about it afterwards.
Well, that's good. Is there anyone you love to work with? Any favorites?
You know what? Directors or talent?
Or talent, yeah.
Talent. I thought Jade Starr was a riot. I love that girl.
Yeah.
Riley Mason is one of my good friends, and I love her to death. Tommy Pistol. I have so many good things to say about Tommy Pistol. I actually have to, I told him I would make a shout out to him.
By all means, shout away.
Hi, Tommy Pistol. I love your asshole.
Aw, that's very sweet.
He's so great. And just basically everybody that I've worked with has been a pleasure.
Yeah. That's good to be able to say after a year in the business to have...
There have been a couple mishaps, of course.
Inevitably,
yeah. Those are not... You know, we don't have to mention them.
Right. And nothing enough to deter you from what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. You have a boyfriend or girlfriend outside?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm kind of seeing someone, but I would feel too guilty making it official.
Right.
Because it's just not fair.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine it's difficult to balance the career and the
personal
life.
And plus he lives in New York, so.
Yeah, so that's a... geographically challenging, let's say.
Exactly.
Okay. What turns you on?
What turns me on? I like when people are real. I like when I really like girl-girl action when it's real.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you find a lot of people are phoning it in for the camera or
definitely. Yeah. I hear girls talk about it all the time, like, oh, I don't actually like doing girls, but you know, like they just do it because obviously for the money. And it's funnily, it's like mostly the girls who only do girl.
Right.
And it's like, if you love dick, like you're already being naked and fucking someone on film, so why don't you just, you know, take a cock?
Yeah.
For once.
Right. What's the line there?
Yeah. I don't understand it. I don't know. Maybe it's a very thin line that is invisible to
me. Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, everyone's got their boundaries, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, you know, we can respect those to a point when
that's
they
true.
Make sense. Do you have a specialty on camera?
A specialty?
Yeah.
I'm really good at spitting.
Okay.
I like to spit on myself.
Okay.
And
oh, on yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that I see a lot more in movies now. A lot
that's
more spitting
really
going on.
That's not really a specialty, thinking about it.
But I mean, that's something if you know, it's okay, you know, Paige is going to come to set today. What can we expect? Well, they'll be spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something you're known for.
Yeah.
That works.
I'm pretty crazy when it comes to my scenes.
Yeah.
I like to, like, pick a character and kind of delve into it.
Right.
As opposed to just, like, getting fucked.
Right.
You know,
it, I imagine, could get monotonous if you don't find you know, something to add to it each
time.
It's
kind of, I guess everyone displaces themselves in a way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my way of displacing myself and having a lot of fun.
Right.
And kind of exploring different realms of myself.
Yeah. What's your craziest scene that you can talk about?
The craziest scene. Okay. The craziest scene I've ever done had to be a group scene with Sasha Grey, Brian Sherwood, Chapel Waste, Lanny Barbie, and Christian for Jack the Zipper's movie King Cobra on Vivid, which is coming out probably in like 2 months.
Yeah.
And it was insane.
Yeah.
It was utterly insane. They were like a gang of bikers that came in, and I was like little Cream Puff. That was my name. I was like a little pinup girl in a hotel room, and they come in. And they start pushing me around, and then we just have a giant orgy.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah. And what makes it crazier than another scene? Just a lot of hot action going on?
Everyone's personalities. Yeah. Everyone at that shoot had, like, really different personalities, different styles of shooting, but it all meshed together in a way that was just insane. And the chemistry, like, you could feel it, like, after we were done in the room. Like, it was just, it was so crazy. And I know it's going to show up on camera. And I know that's going to be an awesome scene to look for.
And do you watch your own movies ever?
I actually just watched a scene from King Cobra the other day.
Yeah.
Girl, girl with Chapel Waist, and Jade Star, girl, girl, girl. And it was pretty cool. That's the first scene I'd ever seen of myself.
Really?
Besides for a short clip of myself in Rebel Rousers.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because I'm always afraid that I'm going to look stupid or I'm going to be saying something like, that's going to make me seem like a total airhead.
Right.
You know, like, but I watched it and I was like, this is pretty cool. And I don't know if I should say this, but I was actually kind of turned on.
Well, that was going to be my next question, actually, if you can get turned on watching your own scenes.
It wasn't so much like watching myself as watching Jade Star.
Yeah. I think you can say that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can masturbate, you can get turned on to yourself in a scene, I suppose, right?
I guess so.
It's, you know, it's just one step away.
Yeah, I think that's kind of egotistical, though, maybe.
Yeah, but you're allowed that. I mean, you know, it's and you could be proud of your work and
that's
feel
true.
Good about it, you know.
That's true. That's a good
thing. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I mean, because certainly everyone I've talked to today, none of them have ever seen themselves in a scene.
Really?
Yeah. Which I just struck me as so odd.
I don't feel so bad then because up to like 3 months ago, I'd never seen one of my scenes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I that's just so interesting to me because I would just want to see how I did and you know.
But
I don't know. I mean, having been, you know, certainly never was a performing sex on camera, but having hosted different TV shows and stuff, you know, as always I'd watch and I'd want to see how I did and that kind of stuff. The sex thing, though, I don't know.
See,
you know, that was certainly a
leap.
It's
such a personal thing. Yeah. It's like the most you can share yourself with somebody.
Absolutely.
And it's like insane. I guess I could definitely see because I once myself had never seen any of my scenes.
Right.
It's like, what if you look like a complete and total idiot? And then you're like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do now?
Well,
I'm like,
but you got to figure, you've been in the business a year.
Yeah.
The phone's ringing.
Yeah.
People like what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're always your own harshest critic, I would imagine.
That's
you know?
True.
So, you know, people like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think so. You have a website?
PageMorganXXX.com is not up yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm still working. I'm not really sure exactly what I want to do with it yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be something really fucking cool when I figure it out.
I think so. I think that's a plan.
Yeah.
I think that is definitely a plan.
Yeah.
What's your, you know, current goal at the moment in the adult biz and then beyond?
My current goal in the adult business is just to, I guess, like, expand my horizons. I've worked for people that I love, like Jack the Zipper, E. McKay, Octavio. I haven't worked for Ron Royster yet. I'm about to.
Yeah.
And his work is awesome, so I can't wait. But I'd really like to work with more kind of mainstream kind of things.
Sure.
I mean, I have tattoos and stuff, which is hard. I actually just got turned away from a shoot yesterday because of my tattoos.
Really? It's so surprising because I see so many more people with tattoos now, and it seems that it's becoming more acceptable, so it's always surprising when I hear people get shot down for things because of it.
Yeah.
Were you a classical keyboard player and they kind of thought it didn't work well against the ivories there? Or,
Yeah, they just said the finger tattoos were, I don't know.
You got one that says luck there, and then we got our suits of a deck of cards there.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Thanks.
I like
it. Thank
you. Are you a Vegas fan or something?
Like, two other people have asked me.
Well, sure. I mean,
I used to play seven card stud with my grandfather.
Okay.
And the it just has a lot of meaning to me.
Yeah.
Like in my life.
Okay.
I've been very lucky.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Your luck helps.
Yeah.
You know, people who make it far in life without luck, man. I don't know what skill set they bring to the table, but I think luck has certainly played a factor in my life. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would say so. You know, I mean, hell, I worked at Playboy for 12, 13 years, and that's certainly something growing up you never could imagine. I mean, that's entertainment in the bathroom with the door locked. It was
now,
never supposed to be.
Do you think it was luck or opportunity meets hard work?
That was a little of both. I mean, it literally began that there was a girl sitting in a production office who said, "Oh my God, it's 11 o'clock a Sunday night. We need a PA for tomorrow. Where are we going to get one?" And I'm sitting at home thinking, I'm just faxing my resume to everything in the Hollywood Reporter, and that girl says, "We need to find someone." At that moment, my resume comes in through the fax machine, and so that's a, you know,
I'd
a
say
bit of fortuitous
luck.
Timing right there.
Yeah.
But that was for one job, and then I did that job, which wasn't for Playboy, and kind of made a reputation for myself on that job, fighting with the director of the movie, who was a douchebag, and I was a PA, and everyone's like, "My God, the balls on you, telling off the director." I said,
"That rules. You have balls of steel."
Absolutely. I was told to bring something down to set and give it right to the director.
Uh-huh.
And I get down to set, and he's directing, and his assistant says, "Oh, you can give it to me." I said, "Well, I was told to give it right to him."
Uh-huh.
He says, yeah, it's your first day. You can give it to me. Don't worry about it." I go, "Well, are you sure? Because they're really specific to give it right to him." And he says, "Don't worry. I'm his, like, left arm. You can give it to me." So sure enough, I give it to him. 20 minutes later, the director comes up to me. "What are you, a fucking idiot? You were told to give that right the fuck to me, and what's wrong with you, and what's your fucking problem? Are you fucking stupid?" I said, "Hang on a second. Are you yelling at me?" He says, "What?" I said, "Are you yelling at me?" He says, "What do you mean am I yelling at you?" I said, "Well, because I'm volunteering to work on your movie.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid to be here. I don't need your shit. Fuck you." And the rest of the crew is just like, "Oh, my God, what is with that PA?" And at that moment, everyone said, "Dude, I will hire you on anything. I like the
That's
way
awesome.
You work." Yeah. And so the coordinator of that ended up on a Playboy shoot the next week and brought me in on that. And there we go.
See, that is balls of steel meets opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a good intersection of fate and timing and that kind of stuff.
I totally have respect for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Tell me about your first day on set. Or not. Tell me about your ninth day on set.
Yeah, let's not talk about my first day on set.
Okay.
My ninth, oh God. See, I can't even
think
about
it. Ninth day, just random.
All right, I'll tell you about my first.
Tell me about your most recent scene.
My most recent scene. I don't even remember. Last time I shot was, for Razor Dolls.
Yeah.
Razordolls.com. And that was a pretty cool scene. It was with Riley Mason and a bunch of random people. But the most recent scene that was really good was in New York City. I was shooting for Porno Jim.
Okay.
And he did this movie called Hookin' Up. And I did a threesome with Riley Mason and Tommy Pistol.
Okay.
It was awesome. And
I didn't know anyone's making porn in New York.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You should check out New York City porn.
Yeah.
It has a whole different feel to it.
I would bet.
It's really cool. It's kind of
refreshing.
Not shooting
at houses out in Calabasas.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And we actually had like a huge party scene, and I took a sword out of a sword swallower's mouth, and like, it was insane. And it was a really cool shoot, and I actually think he's looking for what do you call that? A distributor.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So if anyone out there wants
to
distribute an awesome movie, you know, contact Porno Jim.
Yeah. Well, I'll get right on that. Porno Jim.
Yeah. Hooking up.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're always looking for interesting things. You know, we got the Julie Land thing going on, and then...
Dude, that is so cool. I looked at some of the pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad that people are doing different things. It really renews my faith in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Richard is a real talented photographer, and I think he brings a lot to the table. You don't see a lot of that kind of stuff out there.
No,
now.
Unfortunately not. You don't
know?
See a lot of creativity. You just
no.
see some of the same old bullshit over and over.
You know, and I think people get in the mindset that, well, it's just something to jerk off to, and, you know, if we can make it for 90 cents, why would we spend $1.90 to do something? And if we can do it in 5 minutes, why would we spend 10?
Yeah.
You know, and so there's that mindset gets in
That's
there.
That's kind of like
there.
The whole mindset that America's in.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. It's certainly not unique to this business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, do you find, as you tell people what you're doing, people are uptight or freaked out by? on the subject of American mindset.
Yeah, you know what? It really surprises me who's cool with it and who's not. Like, a bunch of people that I went to high school with that were, like, the cheerleaders and, like, all the people like that. I still, like, those people were like, that's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you actually, like, moved out of your parents' house and went and did something, like, completely different.
Right.
Like, that's really cool. And then it's, and then there's some people that are just, like, who just don't have an open mind.
Right.
And who are just like, fuck you, you whore. Like, there's always going to be people who try to get you down. But what I've found is that you have to keep going and keep being true to yourself.
Well, you're here for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Were you out at the Adult Expo in Vegas in January?
Oh, my God. I was. It was my 19th birthday on January 12th.
Perfect.
And I had the best time of my entire life.
Really? What were you doing?
I went to a crazy bondage party. I went to a... I sat at the Pulse table for the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
And those guys are awesome.
Yes.
They're all really cool. And just the whole atmosphere, I was like... There are actually, like, because I'd never been around so many people who were so into it.
Right.
And I was like, this is why I'm doing this.
Did you meet a lot of fans out there?
You know what? It's kind of creepy. I didn't know people were taking pictures of me. And I'm kind of weird. Like, I kind of want to, like, mesh into the background when I don't want to.
When you're not on camera.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be on camera.
Exactly. And there were some kind of creepy people, but I didn't go to the expo. I just went to the awards,
okay.
And I just went to the cool parties. I went to a really cool party at the Empire Ballroom that Max Powers threw. I had a really great time there. I met some really cool people. I just had, like, it was seriously one of the best times of my life.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Thank you.
What's next for you?
What's next? Like I said, I'm shooting for Ron Royster soon, which will be really cool. You know, I'm just, the future is wide open. I'm looking to start getting into photography soon.
Really?
I also work at a tattoo shop.
Okay.
So I'm actually, what I'm thinking is I'd really love to manage my own tattoo shop.
Okay.
I think it would be really cool. Just like to invest something and see something, like, grow out of my work.
Right.
See something,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, so have some product to show people.
Well, I think that's important. I think a lot of people get in this business with not really a game plan and live, you know, it's that, okay, well, I can go do a scene today and then go buy a TV, right? You know, and just no planning.
You definitely need goals in life no matter what you do.
Yes. Tell me about the tattoos. What's compelling, you know, I'm not a tattoo guy.
Okay.
You know, and I think it's certainly you're one or the other, you know, and people who get their first one say, I need another one.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through it. Tell me how that,
okay. Well, this one that's on my upper right arm says The Clash, Know Your Rights.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first tattoo.
Okay.
I got it done in New Jersey when I was 17.
Right.
That's, I love The Clash. Listened to them all throughout high school.
Yeah.
Was real into punk rock and stuff, and they just spoke to me.
Okay, that
and,
works.
I have a rose and a lily on my wrist, and I really love Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's from one of his plays, the line from the play is "The Silent War of Lilies and Roses."
Okay.
And I kind of thought that meant, like, good and evil, beautiful and, like, you know, thorny. You know, mm-hmm. like,
sure.
You know, kind of spoke
it's
to me.
It's a yin
also.
And yang of another,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. I have the Yingling eagle on my forearm. If you know what Yingling is.
The beer?
Yeah, it's my favorite beer.
I had never heard of it. We were doing a shoot out in Erie, Pennsylvania for Playboy's Girls and McDonald's. We were out there. And everyone was Yingling. And after having heard of it, we traveled the country on this McDonald's thing. And everywhere I went, I saw a sign for it. And I'm like, oh, my God. This, like, 2 days ago, I didn't know about it. Now it's everywhere I look. So
it's an awesome beer.
Yeah, it is very good.
Yeah. Lion's Head is also really good.
Oh,
it's
I don't
made
know that
in
one.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay.
I'm somewhat of a beer connoisseur.
That's a good thing. I had some Maudite last night, which was this 8% Canadian something. And,
I don't like Canadian beer. There's just something about it.
This one was different, though.
Really?
It's re-fermented. It ages in the bottle after it's bottled and stuff, and it's an interesting beer.
That's cool. I have to try it.
Yeah, it is worth a try. Even to say, you know, that's not for me, but, you know, one more that you logged in.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to go get us some drinks. again, this was Paige Morgan here today. Paige, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I wish you nothing but the best in the, coming endeavors. I am Gary Gray. This is Hey Julie on julieland.com, filling in for Julie Ashton, who is out having all that fun Julie has, who doesn't want to sit inside a studio today. So good for her, and good for you. So.